This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Flipping out here. Stick around. This is the place to be, the DJ V Show for Wednesday, October 14th. Doug Steffen with my two pals, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Can a guy be pals with a woman? I think that's
absolutely
okay, don't you?
I have pals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Women, you have pals. Women can be pals with each other. I think it's always been thought of as a masculine, but I don't think it needs to be.
Although, but my dad calls me
a pal. Yeah.
Oh, does he?
A pal.
He calls me that, too. Usually when he's upset with me about something.
I say, bud.
Okay, he does not. Listen, pal.
Listen, pal. And so, you know what? That doesn't bother me, but when I go to a restaurant and the waitress or the waiter says guys to the two people, one happens to be a guy and one happens to be a woman, that annoys me.
Oh, I'm such a geyser.
And
yeah,
I usually
that's a generational thing.
Say, you think so?
Hey, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
yeah.
Guys. Yeah.
Yep.
Earlier,
so guys.
We were talking about the impact of the spoken word, that is talk radio, on audiences. And I'm looking at more thoroughly into this listening. The number of people listening to this program I can point to, and the number of people listening, generally speaking, to news on the radio, news talk on the radio, spoken word formats, up 30% in the last 6 months. Duh. COVID, people at that we were talking about the fact you listen to the radio differently now. More people in the middle of the day because there's time and opportunity. It's very easy to listen while you're doing something else. I've always thought
spoken word makes you feel like you can actually connect with someone. How many people are isolated right now?
Yeah. Well, it's better content because most of the time there's a live person. Radio today, music radio, is like a jukebox. Other than the morning show, it's voice tracked by somebody who comes from God knows where, or it's a syndicated show, which is okay. I can't be, you know, be a hypocrite if I talked against syndicated programs. At least there's some personality there. But the stations who, basically, they should be shot. I say that not literally.
Wait, what?
But the way people run stations today, and they, you know, I understand it's an economic thing.
This is so inside.
Is it too inside? Okay.
Yes. Well, no one cares.
And sort of threatening, by the way.
Yeah, no one cares.
Oh, really? Speaking of threatening, then, what about the hearings on the Supreme Court nominee, Jennifer? Let's see. You said you were listening to it yesterday. What did you hear?
Yeah, I've actually listened the last couple of days. I think it's really interesting. But day three is ready to go today. So now,
snooze fest from what I read. But
well, yesterday it was, I mean, this woman is unshakable. Even my mom, you know, I talk about my mom all the time. We are not on the same page politically, but even my mom was like, yeah, she's really smart. She's very bright and she's very calm and even-handed. And she lasted over 11 hours because 22 senators asked her 30 minutes of questions. And a lot of the Democrats were going, you know, asking her about her stance on abortion, on guns, on the Affordable Care Act, on race relations. I thought maybe her most touching moment is when she talked about watching the George Floyd tape with her daughter, who is a black woman or young woman who was adopted from Haiti. She has two black children that she adopted. She was 7
total. That was interesting, yeah.
And I thought, I mean, it just showed a very human side to her. I also thought she had a huge understanding and knowledge of cases, like really obscure cases that the senators were trying to throw at her, and she had no notes. She had an empty notepad in front of her. She was doing it all by memory, which I thought was pretty impressive. I don't know. I kind of have, like, this girl crush on her because she was cool and calm under pressure, and I don't know how you can even sit still for 11 hours, much less have to defend your record, defend your faith, defend all of these things, and do it by memory. I thought it was pretty impressive. So today is round two of questions, and this goes to 20 minutes now. So each senator yesterday had 30. Today they have 20. They're hoping to do the round of 20 questions for all the senators. Then there's a round of 10 questions as kind of a wrap-up. That will either happen later today or it'll happen tomorrow morning. And then Amy Coney Barrett will be done. She won't have to appear after the questioning. They'll present witnesses in her place if there are any, and there should be a committee vote next week.
I've got a question. How, and I fully recognize she's an intelligent woman, how was she able to give the answer that she was unaware that President Trump was trying to eliminate the Affordable Care Act? That's what he literally ran on. I don't get that. How can she make that statement?
I don't know that she said she was unaware of it, but she said she could not tell you what she would rule on a case until she's sitting before.
No, she was asked
very
by
consistent.
Cory Booker. Right, but she was asked specifically, I think it was Cory Booker, who said, were you aware that President Trump has been, that he wants to strike down the Affordable Care Act and scrap it, and she said she was not aware of that.
I watched a lot of it, and I watched Cory Booker. I don't remember seeing it like that, so maybe I missed it or blinked or walked to the bathroom. I don't know. But what I do know is that consistently they were trying to ask her to make decisions on things that she was not actually, that was not in front of her. And it's really unfair. They were also asking her to recuse herself from a lot of things. And what's so ridiculous about that is election, but also affordable care. They wanted her to recuse herself from affordable care and from the election. And here's what's stupid about that. Elena Kagan and some of the other justices that were appointed by Obama should then have to recuse themselves because they were integral in the development of that. Are we going to now go back to anything that has anything to do with the former president with skin in the game and then make those justices recuse themselves? I mean, it was so ridiculous and childish to even think that that should be something. You confirm justices based on whether or not they have the integrity to be independent-minded jurists. And if she beat anything over and over and over again yesterday, it was that. That is what she considers herself to be.
I wonder how come the existing Supremes don't get a say or get to ask questions.
That's an interesting question.
I'm just throwing it out there. I just thought it might be interesting. You know, no one knows the job better than the people who've been doing it.
Yeah.
One of the things is that it is very, the Supremes are supposed to stay away from politics. They don't always do that, but they're supposed to. And so the bottom line yesterday about the Affordable Care Act or anything else is Amy Coney Barrett said, I'm not here to wake up one morning and say that I love guns or I hate guns or I love abortion or I hate abortion or I love the Affordable Care Act or I hate the Affordable Care Act and I am the queen, so I'm going to go in there and either create legislation or strike down legislation. She said, if the legislation is clean, it won't even be in front of the Supreme Court. And so that's one of the things, and this is something that Obama admitted when he did the ACA, is that there were pieces of it that were unconstitutional. And so if it's getting challenged in the courts and it makes its way up to the Supreme Court, then the justices are not there to rule on whether or not they like the ACA. They're there to say, is this legal and binding by the Constitution? So I think it's really unfair to try to make her put her perspective on whether or not she supports all this stuff, because it doesn't matter. If it's legal,
What does matter? What's the bottom line?
Is it good, clean law? That's it. Is it good, clean law? And then how does it make its way? I mean, it's not like the Supreme Court picks and chooses things. These are pieces of existing legislation, things that have been challenged in court that make its way to the Supreme Court.
How good has Kamala Harris been when it comes to stuff? She was in on the hearing yesterday, right?
Yeah. What
kind of questions? Is she asking good questions? Is she just trying to get showtime? What's going on with her?
Well, I mean, my opinion will probably be different than Victoria's, but her questions, I thought, were in line with the other senators. But she did the I'm talking, don't interrupt me, the attitude thing that she's been doing. And I just don't think that does her well. Yeah,
that's back to the 90s.
Yeah, but there's
when
nothing
I first
different
her.
From. Yeah, I know you don't like her, but there's nothing different for her to say, I'm speaking and stop talking over me. Men do it all the time. But because she is now standing up for herself and not allowing men to talk over her, this is, going after her for that is just as bad as going after any other woman for a political view on the other side of the aisle. It's the same thing. You're still bashing a woman. And
I have said this for a long time. Women have a plight, their plight in politics and probably in entertainment, just in general, is to walk the fine line of being tough yet empathetic, and their likability factor, it's much harder to be likable as a woman in the public eye than it
right,
is for
a man.
Right, but
if we as women
totally acknowledge that,
this stuff out,
but
then
she's
we're
not
part of the
doing
problem.
It. She is not doing it, Victoria. She is rolling her eyes. She looks condescending. It looks awful.
There are plenty of men who do that, too.
And
plenty of
well,
men.
That doesn't make it right.
And it doesn't look good for
just
them either.
Saying, I mean, we don't talk about
Trump
that.
Trump does it. But Trump didn't. Does that.
No one. No, who criticizes Trump for that?
No one.
Me.
Everybody.
No,
oh, my God. That's why Doug won't vote for him. Because they
that's
don't like
not
the
why
has.
Doug is not voting for Trump.
One
it's
of the
because
reasons.
Because of his eye rolls.
One of the many.
Really? His eye rolls? Oh, come on.
Well, it's the condescending, I think you used that word. it's that approach that I know it all and you don't know anything and how dare you question me and all
that
stuff.
That's a genderless behavior. That is not something that is exclusive to one gender.
There are lots of reasons, and I could actually sit here and name them off, about why Kamala Harris is a crook, a shapeshifter, and has not executed her job well in the state of California. I could give you, I mean, we could spend an hour doing that. So there
are
reasons why I don't like her.
It started that way and continued that way.
I believe she's very corrupt. But that being said, she's not doing herself any favors selling herself to the American people by looking like she's...
Would you say that... That hand of corruption you used, does that define her raising money for Biden? Is that how she gets people to pay?
No, it has nothing to do with Biden. It has to do with the fact that
she put away black people
for marijuana, and she wouldn't prosecute child molesters and people who were in child trafficking rings and sexual offenders.
She had a horrible job.
She comes out and says that she's all for Me Too, but she hasn't proved it to me because she let Catholic priests go. She let the mayor of San Diego go. She let several rapists go that were big, high-profile cases in California because the backing of those people were the same people who backed her.
It's all about her. It's all about her. Always has been and always will be. She's not a good compliment to Joe Biden, who I think is actually quite a decent guy. And you know, we all have things in our closet that are not great. And no question about that. At least I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for you two. But you know, there are things that we do or have done that many of us are not necessarily pleased or proud of. We are human beings. We make mistakes. And so, the people who want to hold either Trump or Biden up, you know, look, see, oh, there's another mistake. You know, what's the old expression? Those people who live in glass houses should be throwing rocks. I think it's very difficult to have credibility and accuse either of these two guys of being imperfect because, by definition, humanity is imperfection. So, expect perfection. You ain't going to find it in Washington, that's for sure. 18 past the hour in the DJV program. Here's Mike Lindell speaking out again on the getting the best rest of your life. The rest of your life. Get it? It's a play on words. What do you think, ladies? Does it work? The best rest of your life. So if you want to have a good rest of your life, then you get a good rest every night of your life. And that comes from creating and using the best pillows and the other things, the Dream bed sheets, those Giza bed sheets that now are, everybody's talking about these because they're so comfortable. I've got four sets of them, and it's like a lot of other things, has something to do with MyPillow, you get a better night's rest with them, and that's crucial for us today. You got to have a lot of rest. You build up your immune system so you stay healthy during the COVID era. Mike found the best cotton, Giza cotton, in Egypt. Ultra soft, breathable, very durable. The sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, just like everything else at MyPillow on MyPillow.com. So, you want to get a good night's rest? Get those Giza sheets. You'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Special offer right now for DJV listeners. Get two sets of sheets for the price of one. I'll repeat myself. Two sets of sheets, the Giza sheets, for the price of one right now at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com. You can call 800-716-5989. That's a convenience. Some people would rather use the phone than to go online, but frankly, most people order online at MyPillow.com. But use either method. Always use the promo code DJV to get two for the price of one at MyPillow.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him, like, a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
All right, 23 and change after the hour. I'll calm down for you, Victoria, but not by much. The Lewister, the Leister, Jerry Lee Lewis, 85 years old. Ooh, ha.
So his, is his cousin wife still like 20? Right? That's didn't he marry his cousin?
And she was 13, I think, when he married. Anyway.
Did he stay married?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
He suffered a serious stroke last year, but now has regained his ability to play the piano, and as a result of that, he cut a gospel album. Lewis celebrating his birthday with a virtual live stream event on the 27th. It's hosted by John Stamos. I find that interesting, Victoria. Features performances and tributes from friends like Elton John, former President Bill Clinton. That's an interesting combo. Bill Clinton and Jerry Lee Lewis. Okay. Draw your own conclusions. Willie Nelson. I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry Lee Lewis counted in his friend book Epstein and Prince Andrew.
Ooh.
Also. All right. That wouldn't surprise me. Ooh. Anyway, who's on this performance? Willie, Leanne Womack, Tom Jones. Wow, that's interesting. Joe Walsh. Tom Jones, we used to call him Tommy Tight Pants back in the era 70s and 80s.
He's got to be up there, right?
He's easy. Easy. I would say mid to late 80s, in fact. Somebody will look this up. Probably Phil's already on it. All right, so what else going on in this event? A special reunion. Lewis gathering his famous cousins together, Jimmy Swaggart and Mickey Gilley. My God, Jimmy Swaggart is a cousin on now. I didn't know that. There's a combo, man. Swaggart and Jerry Lee Lewis. The reunion marked the first time all three cousins have been in the same room for 40 years. Let's see here. The connection that Willie has. Willie invited him to sing with him at his 70th birthday party. Elton credited Lewis and Little Richard as his piano role model. Now, that I understand. I get that. Anyway, the celebration is going to be on Lewis's official Facebook page and the YouTube channel he has, and also at jerryleelewis.com. The event's going to benefit World Vision, which is a Christian organization. I always love these Christians, man. So on having Jerry Lee Lewis, well, Jimmy Swaggart, okay, draw your own conclusions. I'm not going to prejudice it much. I think my tone has said it all. Anyway, so getting in, he says, getting inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, I'd like that to happen. I don't know any reason why not. I don't know why he isn't in the country. That surprises me to learn.
I think just because maybe he's not considered to be country enough.
Oh, my God. His roots, yeah.
That's well, his roots, but...
Yeah. Listen to this. This is rockabilly, but
right.
You can't hear this in country music in that same era. Hello. Ding, ding,
well,
knock,
yeah,
knock.
But he went
anybody
on to be pop, so maybe that's why.
But there was so much influence in country and rockabilly. That's where Elvis came in and really kind of changed how that the whole business was understood. You know, the country business and putting it R&B together and bebop alula, whatever. Another musical wonder is Stevie Wonder, who now has announced he's got out there for your listening and dancing pleasure the first new music in 15 years. He's been kind of keeping a low profile last decade or so. He had a health scare.
He had a kidney transplant.
Yeah, he's very heavy now.
He says now, though, I think he's lost weight.
Probably related.
He just did a press conference. He looked thinner. I think the kidney transplant, he said he feels like he's 30 years younger. He feels amazing.
Good for him. He's 70 years old. He's got two new songs out. Let's see here. He also said he'd be releasing the tracks on his own label, Republic Records. That's pretty interesting. The releases mark a break from Motown. He's been there since 1962. Began writing one of the songs, Where Is Our Love Song, when he was 18. Is that what we're listening to now? Crank that up a little bit.
But the kind of world that lives up all humankind.
Like pretty typical Stevie stuff. He recently unearthed it, completed it with new lyrics and the new track featuring Gary Clark Jr. on the guitar. Proceeds from the song sales benefiting Feeding America, which is a group we believe in. Wonder says they've requested $1 billion in donations to help families in need around the country. And believe
that's on
me,
top of all of the help
need.
They've already given.
Yeah, but
that's
this
how
is
bad
this,
it is right now.
The second
Feeding
wave.
America needs another $1 billion in help.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of Americans on financial brink. There are a lot of now that that business about throwing people, evicting people, was stopped, and now it's open again.
Starting up again.
Yeah, exactly.
I just read something last week. I shouldn't be surprised, but I kind of was. I think it's something like 30 million Americans can't pay their utility bill this month.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really, really bad.
Yep. Thanks to the Chinese. Go buy more Chinese goods at the dollar store. Help them out, because that'll put you in the same stead that you're in. What a damn disgrace. It really is. All right, so anyway, both songs released on So What's the Fuss Records, Wonder's label, distributed by Republic Records. All right, so new songs from Stevie Wonder, that's the point. 29 past the hour on the DJV show.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will be back at it again, spending another day being questioned by senators as her confirmation hearing continues. Things get underway at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Much of the questioning on Tuesday from Democrats dealt with an upcoming case regarding repealing a portion of Obamacare.
I have never made a commitment. I've never been asked to make a commitment, and I hope that the committee would trust in my integrity not to even entertain such an idea, and that I wouldn't violate my oath if I were confirmed and heard that case.
The New York Post is reporting that emails reveal that Hunter Biden introduced his then-father, Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at Burisma Energy less than 1 year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Another large movie chain theater says it may not be able to weather the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
Movie theater operator AMC says without raising more funding, the company could be out of cash by the end of the year. AMC has reopened nearly 80% of its 598 theaters in the United States, but says the pandemic is still crippling its attendance. The number of moviegoers at AMC theaters is down about 85% from a year ago. The company says many of its most popular locations in Florida, Maryland, New York, North Carolina, and Washington remain closed due to local restrictions. The company says that's cut them off from nearly a quarter of their usual revenue. Cineworld Group, one of AMC's biggest competitors, announced last week that it was suspending operations indefinitely at all of its U.S. theaters.
Blake County, Illinois, State's Attorney's Office says 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse will not face any charges in his home state of Illinois in the killing of two violent protesters. The gun used in the shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin, and there was no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. The 17-year-old remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County without bond due to pending criminal charges in Kenosha. Rittenhouse is due back in Lake County Court on October 30th for an extradition hearing. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Today is Wednesday, the 14th of October. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Victoria, my pal. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, on the air on the DJD program. So there are, coming up, by the way, in this half hour, we're going to focus on some comfort food. Well, whether you realize it or not, folks, we are in the fall period of our lives, at least part of the year is concerned. Some people would say I was in the fall period of my life. I don't know. I still think I'm middle-aged.
That's good, and it keeps you young.
Yeah, of course. All right, so comfort food. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes. The town halls that now have become, we're not doing debates, we're doing town halls. And wasn't there, I think there were two at the same time last night, right? Did you watch them both?
No, there will be.
Oh,
they've just announced.
I thought it was last night. That shows you how close I am to all this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really give a damn about any of it. It's just so much palaver.
Tomorrow
anyway,
night.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, Thursday night, NBC has just announced that they're going to do a town hall with President Trump, 8 p.m. Eastern time. He is going to be in Miami. Savannah Guthrie is going to be the moderator. I guess she'll... There's not really much to moderate. He's going to be taking questions from the audience.
Right.
The weird thing is, though, we already knew that Joe Biden has a town hall on ABC tomorrow night at 8 o'clock as well, and that's already been announced, so now NBC, I guess, needed to fill some time because it was supposed to be a debate. And now we're going to have dueling town halls. if for anybody, and I have said this and I still stand by it, I don't think anyone is undecided. But if someone wanted to watch both, this is going to be a very, you know, ping pong back and forth. You're going to have to be flipping back and forth to see what their questions
I'll
and answers are.
Good,
it's going to be kind of annoying.
On Netflix or Amazon, because, or maybe one of the other movie channels, if I do have time. I don't, oftentimes, last night, I haven't watched television for 3 days. But I have found in my current state, I kind of like an hour. I've tried to set aside an hour at night for me to just zone out. Stop everything, sit in front of the television set and, you know, watch an old episode of Chicago PD or Blue Bloods or,
such a riveting evening.
Well,
what a gripping life you do lead.
I have a great life, but at the end of the day, these days, I used to be that I would go in the morning from when I got up at 5 o'clock until I went to bed at 10 or 10:30. I would just be going, and I've decided at least an hour a day, I'm going to do nothing. And that,
well, you have to unwind, or else your brain is
exactly
going to unwind too.
Right? Yeah. When you go to bed, you got to go to bed
early. So you have to. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. The folks at AT&T, now that they've taken over half of the media world, they're going to lay off a lot of people. Didn't they say they weren't going to when they were having those hearings? Oh no, we're going to make sure that everybody has a job, and of course, everybody's
when the merger
prices
happened.
Yeah, between HBO and Warner Brothers, all of that.
Obviously, the pandemic has changed a lot of things. So, I think part of the real problem, though, is I think that they were kind of late to the game in terms of really focusing on streaming. And so HBO Max has the biggest complaint that I have with it is that I can't get it to work. So
really?
HBO Max, you can't watch it on. I have a smart TV. I have an Amazon Fire Stick, and so I can't. But you can't watch HBO Max because they don't want anyone. They think they're competing with Amazon, and I guess that's why they don't want to have HBO Max be available on a Fire Stick or Fire TV, which is so stupid. This is like when people, it would be like us having a radio war on the air with another show where, like, the bottom line is the listener doesn't care.
Right.
We don't care. As a viewer, I don't care if HBO thinks that they're making a power move over Amazon. I could not care less. I just want to be able to see the content. And HBO has, I think Warner Media and HBO,
they've
which now owns all of it,
part.
They have. And I think that they are engaged in some stupid tit-for-tat thing behind the scenes, and they're the biggest, they're the losers for it. Now they have, They had to, they're going to have to lay off more and more people. They haven't even said the number of people. And now they're saying that, we have to turn our focus to streaming and coming up with more, creative content and more original content. It's like, well, where have you been? All the other streaming services have already been doing it and doing it well. So, I don't know. I don't have a lot of hope that HBO Max is going to take off. I really don't.
All right. A couple of other things from the disquieting American point of view. American situation, it made me think. I was just talking about how dire straits people are, and they couldn't pay their mortgage, can't pay their water bill, can't pay a lot of things. And so we're coming up on the end of whatever benefits there were from the first tranche, kind of what they call it in the financial world, the first round of AIDS. Now, Americans who are on sort of a financial brink are sending messages to their congressmen, and the congress people are not, they're interested in getting reelected. They're not, they come up with some BS excuse. Well, we can't do anything about it until after the election. Really, how many people are going to starve to death in the next 3 weeks before you boobs get back to Capitol Hill to pass the bill for the stimulus checks?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The stimulus, the House has put up multiple versions of it, and now Mitch McConnell, I think yesterday, said, "Oh, okay, well then I'll sign something. We'll put something forward, but it's like a fraction of what everyone agreed or wanted to have, even what, you know, Steve Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi were actually working together. This is something that's unheard of in 2020, but they were actually getting stuff done and they were working together. Mitch McConnell is the one who doesn't want to write any more checks. He is the one who does not want to give anybody any more money. He believes that if you are out of work, you're lazy. He believes that, you know, there are plenty of jobs out there that, you know, get out and work.
Well, there are a lot of jobs.
But he is coming from a really cushy position.
Well,
he's not the one who should be the
spokesperson for that point of view.
But he is
not the right one.
Even Trump has come out and said to McConnell, "Look, we got to go big on this." So Mitch McConnell, to me, I don't know how anyone in Kentucky can reelect him. What is he actually doing for you? I just don't understand it.
He's a hack. He's been around too long, the same as the guy from the Democrats. What was the guy's name from Nevada? Who was the...
Harry Reid?
Reid, yeah. He was another one. The two of them are a couple of old fossils who need to take a long walk.
Well, Harry Reid's been gone for a while now.
I know, but I'm just saying.
His whole thing is that UFOs are everywhere. That's his new campaign. So you should like him more now.
Good for him. Yeah, I love the guy. So one of the other things, quickly, that I've noted in my last 24 hours of overviewing what's going on since we met last was the way the two are being either approached by religious organizations or not, and how, like, Biden's really playing up the faith angle, whereas some of the really conservative Christians that don't like Trump's record with women was assumed that most Christians, and I put that in quotation marks because I think that's almost offensive. There are different types of Christians, so you look at it in a different way. But anyway, the point is that some of the real fundamentalists, we were talking about Jerry Swaggart before, it was Jerry Lee Lewis, guys like that are not with Trump. The people who are real conservative Christians don't seem to be too excited about Trump. I thought that was interesting, looking at all of the various life and death struggles these people have in trying to get support. By the way, not only does the average person need money, but if we don't come up with about $25 billion for the airlines in 2 months, at least two of them will stop operating.
Yeah.
So there's nothing good in that. Nothing good about that. 42 past the hour. In a moment, we'll calm down and have some comfort food suggestions as we get into fall. Right now, my suggestion is that you think about your weight. And we talk about foods, healthy foods, eating well, that's cool, but we've been doing a lot of eating, some of it healthy, some of it not, during this past 6-7 months. So Calitrin has come to the rescue, not only with their fabulous, the product that we know them for, the weight loss formula, but there also is a revival of what is described by the folks at Calitrin as its best friend, the Belly Blast. The best friend of Calitrin is an advanced fat burner that you can get with the Calitrin product. So let's say you buy 3 months supply of Calitrin to lose the weight, and you get another three of something for another 3 months. It could be another 3 months of Calitrin that you don't have to pay for, or it could be the Belly Blast. Either of those things, there's a combo of different things that you can find out, you can explore at toploss.com. So check it all out. See how you can lose the weight and keep it off. That's been my big thing. I think that's very important. It's okay to lose the weight, but how do you keep it off? You do it with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the code DJV. So you have to pay for shipping, and you get those buy three, get three free deals, whether it's Calitrin Double or Calitrin Plus the Belly Blast. Get it now. Check it out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 after the hour now. Whoops. Well, yeah, just about. Focus now on comfort foods. We were talking about me being comfortable, Victoria. This is a good way.
We all need some comfort food
right
now.
We do. That's for sure. So we're joined by Jerry Bauer, who's on NBC's Today Show, host of the NBC Health and Happiness Show, columnist for Women's Day. I guess if anybody knows about food, Joy, you have a book called Superfood, 150 Recipes for Eternal Youth. Okay, I'm buying that because, as we all know, I'm going the other way. I'm becoming younger every day, and maybe this eating some of this stuff will help me out. What do you say?
Oh, most definitely. You guys, thank you so much for having me here. I've been listening to your show and just really appreciating and enjoying your dialogue, and I am happy to talk about food. It sounds like you guys are foodies, fellow foodies.
Absolutely.
Well, Victoria makes fun of me because of what I eat, so I'm going to let her.
He's a kitchen sink cook, Joy. He just literally takes whatever he can find and dumps it in a pot. He is not someone that I would want to have prepare a meal for me, but we are happy to have you prepare. I love watching your cooking segments, and all of your dietary tips are just fabulous. So kick us off. I know we're talking about Mrs. Dash today, which is a spice that I have used for probably not as much as I should, but I can't wait to hear how you can let us know how to incorporate that more in our cooking at home.
Well, I'm so glad that you're familiar with it. I think like one of the big missions that people should make as a priority right now, especially because so many of us are hunkered down, we're working from home, we're spending so much more time in our own kitchen. So many of my friends who, you know, have never cooked before are sort of, you know, self-proclaiming themselves as Michelin star these days because they're having so much fun. And by the way, that kitchen sink, throwing all the leftovers and everything into a pot, I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
Don't have any
Victoria.
You know, and really, if you season things up, you know, properly and creatively, everything can taste absolutely delicious. So when we're talking about sodium, it really is so important to be mindful over pulling back, and that's because many of us are dealing with high blood pressure and heart issues, and also we want to beat bloating, feeling blah, feeling puffy. And so when we don't automatically go for that salt shaker, but we still want flavor, you want to add things like garlic and citrus and other spices and seasonings like Mrs. Dash. Actually, now it's called Dash. They rebranded, but it's the same awesome blends that we've always known and loved. And what I love about the Dash blends are that it's one-stop shopping, right? They have a bazillion different varieties that sort of jam-pack, whether you're looking for Cajun or you're looking for spicy or you're looking for an onion and garlic. There's one that's trending right now that I'm particularly obsessing over. It's called Everything But the Salt. And they have figured out how to do an everything bagel flavoring.
Oh, I love that.
Any salt, guys, I put it on avocado toast. I put
so
it on,
good.
I make these pigs in a blanket, and I roll them in the seasoning. So darn good. But once you learn how to season up with things like the Dash seasoning blends, really the sky's the limit. We're talking about comfort foods. And I have been making great big batches of soothing soups. And one of the reasons I love soups right now is because everybody's looking for those special foods with immune-boosting properties.
Mm-hmm.
And you can jam so much power and magic into a pot of soup. I do things like carrots and onions and bell peppers. Bell peppers are packed with vitamin C. And don't forget about those mushrooms, because mushrooms have antiviral properties. And then I add beans and reduce sodium broth and some of
Dash salt. You've got to die. Our mouths are watering. Where do we go? Where's the do we have a website to go to? Quickly, Joy.
Dash.com. Mrs. Dash.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Epic visitations every day from Chuck Curry here on the DJV program, Movie Moments. This is the theme, duh. This is McCartney in Live or Let Die. I want to say 1977. Is that about right? Where am I? How close am I, Chucker?
1973.
All right, it's off a little bit. All right, so what do we have to celebrate with this particular James Bond movie?
Roger Moore, the late Roger Moore, passed away in 2017. Born, actually, on this day, Doug, 1927. You wouldn't think, if you said Roger Moore, that you think of a guy who was born in the 1920s. But he was, 1927.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so speaking of who's dead, Conchata Farrell, who is in Mystic Pizza, among other movie credits, known for also being on Two and a Half Men, passed away at the age of 77.
Yeah, sure. She was also in, she's also pretty good in Edward Scissorhands. First time I saw her back in 1990, but she did a great job on Two and a Half Men. And, you know, it's interesting because I spoke about this before on the program. When you change the channel, it's always on the IFC channel every night. They play repeat. It's one of the most repeatable sitcoms you'll ever see, Two and a Half Men. It's very simplistic. I compared it to Three's Company in the 70s back in the day. Really, not much plot, but they rotate the same theme over and over, and it really did work as a sitcom. And yeah. Say what you want about Charlie Sheen. He
was great.
He's very good on that. He was very good on that show. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nicole Kidman's film The Others is getting a remake. What do you make of that?
Well,
why?
Once you span 20 years generationally, most films, unless it's an absolute classic, aired all the time on TV, it's forgotten. So the studio probably says to himself, you know what, this is a viable product to remake. Horror makes money. you don't have to spend a ton of money to produce it.
Well, Victoria is trying to convince me that it wasn't really a horror movie.
It's not. It's suspense. But Chuck, don't you think that they're gonna like bloody it up and make it really gory? Yeah,
probably.
So stick with the original.
I want to go over the big story of yesterday that Amazon bought the rights from Paramount Pictures to stream Coming to America 2 with Eddie Murphy, which was supposed to be a big theatrical release, Doug, December 18th.
Yeah.
Another telling sign. I hate to regurgitate the same theme every day on the show, but...
then don't.
I have to. And then another story that there's reports that AMC Theater Chain will run out of cash sooner than later. And the question is, will somebody come in and buy that chain? Will that real estate go belly up? How will the other two...
With companies like that, it's a real estate play because they have really great, they have either standalone properties, they have very valuable leases, or they're in malls that are also very valuable. You know, they're always in good places in the mall. I hope that doesn't happen. I think that's a part of Americana that we really need. I was thinking of going to the movies again today, as a matter of fact, or tonight, see what goes on. I like the feeling of going to the movies. Frankly.
When I go on social media and watch some interviews or on YouTube about this subject, there's a lot of people that seem to be okay with not going to a movie and embrace the fact that they want to watch it at home. I don't feel that way. I know you don't feel that way. I do believe people will go back to the movies when this is all said and done. Having said that, I think the more independent smaller theaters have a better chance to thrive.
Yeah.
I think the multiplexes, which have 12 to 16 screens, I just think they're going to have a hard time filling that many screens because I do not believe there'll be that much product, even 2 years from now, with streaming being so successful that they release that many movies to fill those screens. So they're going to have to condense themselves and reinvent themselves to some extent. Can multiplexes do it? I don't know to what effect they can. I mean, they will have to adopt to a changing environment. But I do believe Corona has escalated the game plan for the studios to stream. It's condensed to 3 to 5 years. This is what happened, I think, anyway, but it's really magnified it and quickened the pace at a light speed.
Yeah, I think that we've got, we've got so many. I'm just looking at the movie. Every time I talk to you now, I go look at the local theater and see what's screening, see what's new. There's some Met opera thing that's going to be playing. Are there two De Niro movies out right now? The War with Grandpa. But isn't there another one that's coming out? Do I think that?
I'm not sure. I know this Friday you got the Liam Neeson movie. An Honest Thief.
I want to see that.
I do, too. I'm going to see it.
Right. In the theater, Chucker. In the theater. Chuck Curry is our movie man with Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.